Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. I'm Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope, and we're with the women of our Women and Children Center. Good morning, ladies. Happy Easter.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
All right. Before we went on the air, we had a preliminary conversation that was very, very informative, right? So let's see if we can kind of back that up a little bit and continue that conversation as this episode of Word Made Flesh. It's Easter, and in the Christian tradition, this is the day of resurrection. And so let's continue our conversation about resurrection. Right? Any initial thoughts? What comes to your mind when you think of the word resurrection?
Jesus.
And what about Jesus?
He got resurrected. He died.
He died for
our sins.
For our sins. So we don't have to die.
So that's all the Good Friday stuff, right? He dies, and then we have the sacrifice, the parallels to the Jewish tradition. And then on Sunday here, we have the resurrection, right? The gospel stories, whether it be Mary or Peter, they show up at the tomb. It's empty, right? And there's a messenger at the tomb, says, hey, he's not here. He said, oh, go ahead to Galilee. He'll meet you there, all those type of things. Mm-hmm. And in Luke's, he adds the little road to Emmaus where you have Jesus walking with a couple other people. And he goes, hey, what's the big shindig? And they go, what, you haven't heard? You're not from around here or what? The tomb is empty, right? And they don't recognize him until they break open the bread, right? And then he kind of like disappears. Mm-hmm. But there are biblical accounts to where there is you have the doubting Thomas puts his hand in the side of Jesus, that there's this physical, right, reality of Jesus still living after everybody saw him killed a few days earlier. Right? He's back from the dead. Right, that's a summary of that. So you think of Jesus. Any other thoughts when you think about resurrection?
Heaven. A life
Heaven?
Anew.
Yeah. Yeah.
A life anew.
Okay. All right. And so before we went on the air, sometimes we were talking about kind of the inbreaking of the commercialism of Easter, right? And we think about bunnies and you get the little chicks. My wife works at the post office and this is the season. If you go in the post office, you can hear little chicks in the back, right? people. It's that time of year. It is. It's a time of new birth. All right? Sometimes we think
that it's time to, to feel anew again, and to feel like, because you got spring along with all this, and, the time that he was resurrected, and there's some that don't even believe, like what you said, that he even...
Sure. Yeah.
So when I think of resurrection, I just I don't know. It's mixed. Complex.
So here's another question. If I could rephrase it, so can you see a connection between resurrection and hope?
Yeah. Hope. Like the word hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
you resurrected to give us hope.
Or the resurrection gives us hope, right? Hope in an afterlife,
hope in
a new life, right? Because now that, before we went on there, we talked about, kind of this fear of death, that humans encounter. We don't really like to talk about it much, but it's, subconsciously, it's with us. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, now I can face life because I have this hope. Right? Even if it's just in an afterlife. I can face life because I have an empowerment, right, that gives me hope in managing today.
Yeah.
So in that sense, the power of the resurrection isn't just like simply for the afterlife. It's an empowerment reality that I can live out each day. Right? If we understand its connection to hope. Because I can't really hope for something if I don't have some level of trust in the future. Why get out of the bed in the morning if there's nothing to look forward to the day? Type thing. All right?
That.
Any other thoughts? All right?
I just keep hearing it.
Keep on hearing it. Every time I smile past that area, I heard it. She heard it.
So yeah, we have to think in terms of the relationship between hope and resurrection. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when we think historically, that's what's empowered, right? What we call that first movement. Paul calls it the way, right? Jesus speaks, or Mark at least has Jesus speak extensively in his gospel. Hodos is the Greek word, that way that's practiced by Jesus, which is a way of living lovingly, compassionately towards others, including our enemies. The resurrection empowers his followers, right? And here we are a couple thousand years later still talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Right, because you don't gotta be mean to somebody just because you don't like them. Just go about your business and stuff. Like, there's just some cruel people out here that go out of their way to be mean. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I call those people? NPCs, non-playable characters in this world. I know that's something off. But, they just don't care about nothing, or narcissism.
Or racism.
Whatever it is.
And so we would say, in spiritual terms, there's a lot of blindness, mm-hmm. right? There's a lot of lostness out there. Yeah.
But Rosemary says, it's a spiritual warfare out here. And it's out here real deep.
That's what it is right now.
I was watching the news. This was like a couple months ago. Truth. This girl was standing at the bus stop. This lady, just because she was... family is not from here. She was Latino, Mexican. She was from like Puerto Rican or something. Murdered the girl. But she was standing at the bus stop because she's not white.
What?
And that stuff is crazy because
what makes you think?
Who is you to do anything like that to anybody? You know, it's kind of hurt my feeling because that little girl didn't do nothing to her.
That's where you call it NPCs.
She was a kid.
People just don't care.
Just people don't care.
And I feel like
don't care. Babysitters. Parents.
Yeah, there's plenty of evil in the world, mm-hmm. we'll say. Right? There is.
But this is where you got to do.
And it becomes, so we talk about like disciples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, disciples are those who are disciplined. All right, there's none of us. I'm pretty sure none of us are going to enter the Boston Marathon, sure. Right? I'm not physically fit enough to run 23 miles.
Oh my!
Never mind. I don't think any.
But if you're going to run the Boston Marathon, nobody runs the Boston Marathon without training for it.
Yes.
And who really wants to train for the Boston Marathon and then not run it? So if you're going to be a disciple, you have to be disciplined.
Yep.
And in a world that is so polarized right now, mm-hmm. and so full of evil,
mm-hmm.
we have to cling to this hope, right? That the empowerment hope that the resurrection gives to us.
Just so
we can get through today.
You want to talk about resurrection? I believe it's going to come back and bring his people. That, you know, and you, that's where the good and the bad, you make sure you stay within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know?
I hear you.
And make sure you and your kids are good, you protect yourself, and do good unto others as you want done unto you. And, you know, because I have a problem, I grew up trying to always save everybody. Can't save everyone. You can't. Make people think opinions and
well, part of it is I like looking at the life of Christ. He doesn't force anybody.
Right, that's what
he doesn't. Mm-hmm. Right. I really try to live my own life in accordance to Saint Francis of Assisi. Has a quote attributed to him, and scholars don't really know if he said it or not. But nonetheless, I like the meaning. Right, preach the gospel always. When necessary, use words. Right? It ought to be lived out. Right? And that's We're talking about the way, the movement that Jesus initiated, right, and fulfilled. That's a lifestyle, right? So you talk about a disciple. Well, that lifestyle requires certain discipline. Look, I mean, I, you know, back in the day, I partied with the best of them.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah, I could drive a car and roll a joint on a Frisbee with one hand, right? I drive the car with my knee, right? I mean, that's to some extent, we would say that's a skill.
It took
a little discipline, did it not?
But it took a lot of practice, didn't it?
So, well, my, you know, and it's, you know, those are years gone by.
I'm just imagining you doing that now.
But the point is, we get disciplined in all kinds of things.
We do.
We rear our children, right, in a certain discipline, right? But to in today's day and age, to really practice this discipline of the way, right?
I feel like we're all
willing the good of the other. We cannot give that up.
Yeah.
You can't give up. Or we've turned our back on the resurrection. And so I would say anytime I am not in the fight, right? Anytime I'm not, as Jesus said, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, caring for the sick, visiting the prisoner, right? Anytime I'm not doing that, I am denying the resurrection. And I think a lot of us today live our lives verbally, right? Confessing resurrection. Yeah. But our lifestyles are denying it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The empowerment comes from the hope that the resurrection gives us so that we can be disciplined in that lifestyle. Closing thoughts, comments, questions, anything else?
No, I'm good.
Well, thank you, ladies. We certainly always appreciate your insights and your sharing. And that will conclude this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.